Hey, this is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. We've been paying close attention with curiosity to our own internal dialogues, our own resistance, the feelings around it. Now today, this week, we're looking into our physical body, physical symptoms that we experience. We're getting curious around those. What are they about? Where are they from? How are they serving me? How aren't they serving me? What are they about? And we're doing all of this in relation to our becoming bigger. So I'll use an example. When I'm creating on a high level, sometimes before I even step into a really big event, I would find myself getting some flu-like symptoms. And initially, I told myself that these flu-like symptoms were because I operate on such a high level that I'm not giving myself enough time to rest. Almost a badge of courage that I'm creating this, and it takes a lot of energy, and of course, my body gets tired. But I began to see that the symptoms would even show up before I even started anything. Then I got to ask myself, what are these about? I haven't even done anything yet. I'm not exhausted. Or am I mentally exhausted? What am I doing within myself to create these symptoms even before I have done the physical work of putting together this event? And I began to be able to trace those, like we have done a few times now, trace them back and down deep and discover what they're about, so I could release them, and I don't get those symptoms now. If I do start getting them, I know what they're about, and I can provide myself the elements that a part of me feels like is lacking. I can go in and really support myself, provide a variety of things to be calm, peaceful, patient, and not have those symptoms show up. Even really serious things. If you look in Louise Hay, she talks about cancers coming from resentment. If you start thinking about the source of what you're experiencing right now in your life, if you get a major medical issue or a minor one like a headache or a cold, what are those about? What's going on in your life this week where those are becoming noticeable to you that weren't present last week? So this is another courageous thing that you can do if you'd like. You don't have to. There's no right or wrong in your life. To me, though, if you are experiencing things you don't like, feelings that aren't pleasant, physical ailments that aren't pleasant, yeah, you get to shift those if you feel like it. There's a joke about a dog that's sitting on a porch and it's complaining. And two gentlemen are rocking on that porch. They're just relaxing, having some iced tea and rocking. And the one says to the other, "What's wrong with your dog?" And then the owner of the dog says, "Well, he's laying on a nail. And it's uncomfortable, but it's not uncomfortable for him enough to move." So if you're sitting on a nail or you're laying on a nail and it hurts, part of you is comfortable with, familiar with that subtle pain, and it's not enough to get you to move. Today I'm asking you to survey your body. You're not meant to be in a state of dis-ease about anything. Those are all clues. And if you're uncomfortable even considering this, just be curious about what if it were true? What if it were true that every ailment that you have a resistance for, a point of struggle within that you can release and you can heal yourself and continue forward? You notice as we get older, we seem to have more and more ailments. What would that mean? that as we get older, we develop more and more resistance. And for a beautiful life, you get to continue to relieve that resistance. Find out what it's about. Be able to just let it go, even if you don't want to find out what it's about. On the highest level, you could just release it with a snap of a finger. But if you're not able to and it continues to present itself over and over, you get to go deep there, if you want, and release that and release the symptoms on the back end instead of going to the doctor and putting Band-Aids on it. I'll take this pill, I'll take this pill, I'll take this pill, I'll go to rehab for this. For some reason, I keep having this problem. Well, let's look deep and find out where those are coming from. This is all information, feedback. If you want to create on a high level, you're going to be facing resistance. It's natural. It's a normal part of expansion. So as you get used to being curious around the resistance, taking in the feedback, and processing through it, you can continue navigating in freedom and enjoy a beautiful, highly creative life. I love you. Have a beautiful day. And if you want to, do the work.